46 minutes after 7 o'clock from your Synergy Home Care Studios. It's a Wednesday, Julie and James.
Yep.
Morning.
Welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning.
Another great day. What are we going to see? 72 degrees
Yeah,
today?
Perfect.
Another it's going to be windy.
Another windy day. It's always a bummer. What's with the this year?
A lot of wind this year.
A lot of wind. Looking at today book, Wyoming History Today. The year was 1931. The Red Cross asked for help in making sweaters and headgear.
Okay.
For Wyoming?
For Wyoming.
Must have been a windy year.
Yeah. No kidding. So there you go.
That's pretty, the Red Cross. It's pretty extreme. I wonder what happened. What year? Sorry.
Sure. Put it off to the side there. Yeah. 1931.
Okay. I was just wondering if it was the year of the
Great
Storm or Depression.
Right in the middle of the Depression.
Yes. Yeah.
That's probably why.
All right. I remember hearing about Depression all the time. From my mom and dad and my grandparents.
Oh, I thought you were going to say when you were a kid. When you were living through it.
When he was living through
Touché.
It.
Touché. Nicely, James. Yeah, that was a good one. Barry Manilow is 83 today.
Oh, he has good music.
He does. And Copacabana.
James, James is like, no.
Is that Bee Gees?
No, he's a
the
crooner,
other. That's Barry Gibb.
Yeah. He did a song called Mandy. And
absolutely.
Anyway, yeah.
All right. I like Barry Manilow.
I do, too.
Yeah. Can't Smile Without You.
That's a good one.
That was a good one. Venus Williams making a comeback.
Serena.
Serena's making the comeback. Yeah, Venus.
Venus retired.
She's 46 today. I don't know if you could keep up that pace.
Probably
with the young ones at 46.
Tennis is...
How old is Serena?
Tough
she's
job.
She's
got
to be close, isn't she?
She's, I think, early 40s, I want to say cautiously.
Good for her.
Which one has the child?
I think they both have children.
Well, oh, they do?
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Could be wrong, but Serena just had a child.
Yeah. She's playing.
Wow. That's impressive.
It is.
Tennis got to be hard once you age, to a certain point.
Yeah.
I know, like, I think it was Rafael Nadal. His, like, it's either his knees or his feet are just destroyed.
Really?
Like, he can barely walk, as well anymore. He's just got, like, chronic pain in the lower extremities.
That kind of surprises me, actually.
Well, think about how much
it's not like a contact sport.
No, but you're always... It's, like, rapid stopping back and forth, forth, over and over again.
Yeah.
Ugh. On different surfaces.
Yeah, heavy braking is probably what's...
Yeah.
That's rough. On this date, 1870, George Cormack was born in Scotland. In 1924, working in the U.S., he invented Wheaties.
Mm.
Wow, I didn't realize Wheaties was that old.
1924. Yeah. I wonder who the first athlete was on the box.
I don't know. That's a great question.
Jesse Owens would have been my guess.
Wheaties.
Actually,
did the cornflakes?
You might be right.
Jesse Owens?
Yeah.
The track star?
I think so.
Hmm.
I bet you could find out there in a minute. 1885, the Statue of Liberty arrived in New York Harbor.
That's
cool.
Wow.
That would have been cool. 1976, I remember this. I was such a huge NBA fan growing up. I mean, I was a monster fan. Watched everything. And I wished for this. I wanted it to happen. What remained of the ABA 1976, the Nets, the Pacers, the Nuggets,
Spurs,
merged into the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was way cool. And then from then on, NBA just took off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think the Trailblazers won the championship that year. And
sure.
The only reason I remember that is because I was a kid and I was living in Oregon, and I think it was the bicentennial, and the Trailblazers won.
All right.
That might have been the year after, but. I think it was 76.
77.
Dang
it. 1977.
Good guess, though, Julie.
Come out of the ABA and win the championship in 1977 is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lou Gehrig was the first athlete.
Okay.
That makes sense.
And Jesse Owens was on there in 1936.
Okay.
Lou Gehrig was 1934.
Mm. All right.
Jesse Owens, first African American athlete.
Yeah.
On the Wheaties box.
Cool. Apple Strudel Day.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Did we have this yesterday? It was something about veggies yesterday.
Fresh veggies yesterday?
Yeah,
raw vegetables.
Veggies.
Today is eat your veggies.
You said
day.
Your favorite veggie was raw
broccoli.
Veggie was steamed veggies.
Yeah.
Well.
And then you said broccoli.
And then you said broccoli. Yeah.
Okay. World World Croc Day.
C-R-O-C?
C-R-O-C.
Like the shoe?
Like the shoe.
The shoe.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have Crocs?
I've never had a pair.
Never had Crocs. I always thought Crocs were kind of ugly.
I bought one early on. I still have them. It's kind of like that lawn shoe where
exactly.
You throw it on really quick and then walk out into the yard for whatever reason.
And if you got running, you put them in sport mode.
I'm not running.
Well, if you have to, you flip the strap to the back of your heel. Right. It's sport mode.
Exactly.
I didn't know that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sport mode.
Yeah. No, I never had my Crocs in sport mode. Margaret Carey, the actress and model who helped bring Disney's beloved Tinkerbell to life in the original 1953 animated classic Peter Pan, has passed. She served as both the live-action reference model and performer for the mischievous fairy, acting out scenes that animators later used to craft Tinkerbell's iconic movements and personality. She was 97.
Mm.
All right, Margaret. All right.
Cool. Burr.
What's up with people that want to, you know, they have that craving for metal and they eat it? An Ethiopian man arrived in the hospital complaining of stomach pain.
That's a thing you are aware of, huh?
Yeah.
Is the craving for eating metal.
I don't understand.
I've never heard that before.
Okay, you want to watch a weird show? It's called My Strange Addiction.
True. That is, they probably
people
got that on there.
Mattress foam.
Oh, I know.
It's always eating on that show, though.
It is. No, or inhaling fabric.
Yeah.
No, but I think they drink it. They go in the store.
Oh.
So this is really pretty shame. I remember watching the one about the eating the couch cushions and the.
Yeah.
And they're like, you ruined another couch. To their spouse.
Yeah.
I know.
There's probably a lot of those.
Well, this guy, X-ray revealed his stomach was crammed with metal. Which turned out to be 222 rusty nails.
Oh, my
gosh. You know what that's got to be? I'm thinking it might be like an iron deficiency. And his body's like,
but maybe
give
not
us
nails.
Keys.
Yeah.
And coins.
The doctors, how many pounds?
The doctors removed all of this from his stomach. They had to do surgery. He was complaining of stomach pain. Gee.
I wonder why.
And wow.
He had been eating them, he told them, for over 20 years.
Wow. That's awesome.
How do you not have
how many pounds did they haul out? Does it say?
That's a lot.
He said 220.
222 rusty nails is
wow.
A lot.
Hasn't rusty
that,
nails?
Also, hasn't that puncture like the lining of your intestines? Wait,
that's just the nails. So I they know. Also said coins.
Coins and keys.
Wow.
I'm on to this story a little bit. I'm thinking Ethiopian man might be lying a little bit here. I don't trust it entirely.
Well, the surgery, I mean.
I guess.
All right. Okay.
I need to see those nails. I think some of that does come from like a deficiency in something. And like your body just inherently is craving.
Know.
Like iron is one that's common.
I mean, couch cushions. What do you?
Drinking.
Carbs.
No. Just need carbs.
Drinking Febreze. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something. Maryland man won $100,000 in the lottery after noticing the same numbers on various license plates.
Blank man.
Ooh.
So he said he purchased a pair of 5 tickets with the number combination of 25121. These numbers have been reoccurring, he said, in various license plates. And he said, you know what? I think this is a sign for me to go play these numbers. He did. Won him a $50,000 prize, each ticket totaling $100,000.
James is shaking his head. No.
No, I don't believe anybody's ever done that in their entire. Have you ever driving and see the license plate and be like, I got to buy lottery tickets now? Nobody. I've never met anybody that thinks that way.
Only Voltron. That's mine.
And it's not his name. You got his name wrong. It's not. You're talking about Voltron is something else. It's You're thinking.
I know what you're talking about.
You're thinking about the guy from Big.
The machine.
The machine.
Yeah, but it's not
Voltron.
It's
the fortune teller.
What was the name of that machine? There's people out
there.
Well,
I'll go get my ticket.
Go get your ticket. And then you still have that ticket.
I do, but I forgot to play the numbers yesterday.
Well, I don't think anybody
Zoltar.
Won. Zoltar.
That's who you're talking about. Not Voltron.
You were close.
You were in the alphabet.
You were on the other end of the alphabet. You were close.
You've been saying Voltron for like the last 3 days. And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Zoltar?
Yeah, Zoltar is one. Okay. Voltron is like it's like a old school Transformer type.
Oh.
That's why I was confused. I was like, you talked to
Voltron?
A Gundam? Like a Transformer about what numbers to pick for the lottery? I have no idea what you're talking about right now. Zoltar.
Zoltar.
That makes more sense.
All right. Now you know.
Go play now you know.
Go yeah. play those numbers, and if she hits it, you're going to have egg
you
on your
face.
You'll say, praise Voltron. Praise Voltron.
Egg on your face. Hey, how many times, how many times baseball fans, you two, which you are, how many times a ball is weighed before being used in a Major League Baseball game?
Is weighed?
Yeah. How many times?
I know that they
every ball that they use.
Yeah, they get cases of them.
How many? They do it a number of times.
Yeah.
Sure. Like each ball.
Each ball. Three.
Five.
Yeah. Wow. I believe that. There's places, wow. I know Coors has this, where they'll keep them in humidifiers. They have like a whole room that is humidified to keep the, wow. so it doesn't like, because the change in altitude sometimes will cause the ball to like expand, I think, or decompress, one of the two, and they keep them in humidifiers to keep their shape, not the ball itself, but the inside, like the core.
Yeah.
So they have like a whole humidifier in like the bottom of the stadium.
Wow.
So I wonder how long they last keeping their shape after they're released from the humidifier and the end of the game.
Huh. But yeah, something I think about, and I'm sure MLB has a number on this. But I've always wondered how many, like, at the end of the year, do they count up how many balls they had to purchase that they lost, either foul balls, home runs, anything like that. Because they're not throwing them back, so they have to be going through cases, like, every game.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure they have, I mean, they have to, like, in an expense report somewhere, how much they spent on baseball.
Yeah, I'm sure that's available somewhere.
Yeah.
Back in the 1980s, most people learned to drive what type of vehicle transmission?
Manual.
Automatic.
Stick shift.
In 1988?
1980s.
Oh.
Stick shift manual transmission. This
is 1980s. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can,
I mean, I learned.
Today,
that.
Only what percentage of people have ever learned to drive a stick shift?
12%.
13%. Yeah.
Good guess, Julie. 12%.
Yeah.
Not many.
I did a little bit, and then I was like, I'm never going to use this. I don't need that.
Well, you look at cars, too, and so many cars were two-door cars.
Yeah.
It's hard to find those now.
A lot of them have changed.
Trucks were just single cab. You know, now you've got double or extended.
Not to mention some of like the manual transmission, newer cars, you can get manual transmission. The transmission is like smarter, so you don't have to use the clutch as much in order to change gears. It's just like a different, like you can paddle shift it.
Yeah. And I bet that's a special order nowadays.
The old school manual transmission?
Yeah,
probably.
I want a standard transmission. Yeah. Oh, we got a special order of that.
Yeah, probably.
All right, a little math trivia here, which you will not get. If you add up all the numbers from 1 to 100 together, what do you get?
Here's 200.
Here's something that you can take to the
if you added all,
water cooler.
Okay. Really, come on. If you added 199, you're at 199.
Plus 99.
Yeah.
Just throwing stuff out.
Just saying. Then there's 98 and 97. Yeah. 96.
I'd say
1,050. I'm not doing the math.
I'd say 625.
5,050.
Ooh, James laughing
at me. That's way more.
Me.
You said 200, and all it takes is 100 plus 99, and we're there. I mean,
I know. That's all right. It's early. We weren't doing math that early, right?
Exactly.
Don't ask Julie. Julie to do math early in the morning or late in the day.
Not to scare anybody, but this is my strongest point of the day with math.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I would have held off on saying that.
Have an awesome day, everyone. You're listening to Carol E. Sheridan, Fox News on the way. Swap Shop 8 o'clock hour. Good morning. Looking for sunny and 72 and windy.